Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX935, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX935.
I'm Marianne Williamson.
Jack Canfield.
Subang Pusome.
I'm Doreen Virtue.
My name is Miguel Ruiz.
Hi, I'm Carolyn May.
This is James Van Praagh, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
Keep doing what you're doing, Greg. Balancing the negative radio broadcast with positive energy.
Welcome. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Sex, relationships, dream interpretation, personal growth. We talk about it all. We don't tell you what to do or even how to do it. This show is all about your strength, your power. Look, the bottom line is this. You are the magic, and we just get to help you realize it. And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman right after this.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fools me so good, and I can't get. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. Let me keep loving me, just love me, yeah. Just love me. All you need to do is love me. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fits me so good, and I can't. No matter what I do, I'm no good without.
And welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. You know, I have been going through battle after battle on social media and just talking to so many different people because our country is in a state of turmoil. Our country is divided and angry and upset. And I am doing my best to stand up, to have a voice, to have my authentic voice, to be real, and continually getting berated for that. And that's okay. I really actually don't mind that because it's vital for each of us to be okay if the other person doesn't agree with us. My limits, my boundaries have always been no more casting aspersions, no more derogatory terms, no more putting other people down. And I've done my best to stand up to that. I ain't perfect. I'm all right with it. But this show, tonight's show, came out of all of those experiences because at some point in the middle of all of this turmoil, all of this chaos, all of this divided we're standing, I just came to a place and said, no. Tonight's show is going to be about two things. And those two things may actually just be one thing. Love and family. That's it. All of you guys tonight are going to make this show great. Not great again, just great. That number is 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. Now, I'm giving out the number because I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your expressions of love, your tales of family. And they don't even have to go together. They could be one or the other. They could be both combined. It's not important. But I'm going to tell you this. I teach peace. And a lot of times, because I teach peace, people think that I'm a peaceful man. And the truth is, sometimes I am, and sometimes I ain't. But if you put me on a pedestal, the only thing I'm going to do is fall off of it. And there's a good chance I may fall on top of you. I don't mean to. I'm sorry about that if I do. But don't put me on a pedestal. Don't think I'm pristine. Don't think I'm peaceful. I teach peace in order to share peace with you and to learn peace for myself. And some days, it's easy to be at peace. And some days, it's easy to love. And other days, it's a struggle. But I'm going to tell you this. I, you, we are not ideal. What we are is perfect because the process is perfect. Will you allow yourself to strive and celebrate you growing instead of you derogatory, putting yourself down, criticizing yourself for not being over there? Can you celebrate being here? Can you love yourself for being here right now? I do my best to learn that myself. And can you be at peace if you're not over there, but you're right here in process, loving and growing and learning? And that's perfect. This song that I'm about to play is actually a request from one of our listeners, Janie, and it's called Need to Breathe. Enjoy.
Searching, get a little worn down in the between. Like a bull chasing the matadors, a man left his own schemes. Everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Never let me be your shelter, never leave you all alone. I can give what you call when you're home. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home. Face down in the desert now, there's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys when my failures were. Now my hands can't reach that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And you are listening on a very special evening. This is, in my estimation, really, truly needed. This is a show about love and family, your stories. You guys are what's going to bring the light, the love into this program tonight, and you get to share it. And I'm going to tell you this, the more you muster up the courage to share your stories, the more you're going to share the light, the more you're going to share that feeling. Because if somebody doesn't have your exact situation, they're going to have something close enough that it's going to ring true. It's going to touch their heart. It's going to touch your being. It's going to touch your soul. I'm going to take some listener emails from you guys, and then when we come back after that, we'll take your phone calls. If you'd like to call in, the number is 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. All right, the first email question we have from you guys is from a woman named Laura in Laguna Beach. And she says, I have been searching and searching for love and can't seem to find it anywhere. Can you help? Yes, I can help. You probably won't like what I'm going to say, but I promise you, if you focus on this, it will help. You've been searching for love, looking all over the place. And I'm going to suggest you do something dramatically different than that. If you be love, then you will be like a magnet and you will draw love into your life. You will draw love towards you. There's an old saying that the lighthouse doesn't go out to get ships. It stands and shines its light and helps others find its way. Their way, excuse me. And Laura, that's what I'm saying to you. Be the beautiful soul that you are, and love will find you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with some more of your email questions and then some of your phone calls right after this.
Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, helping you realize and make real the life of your choosing.
Be excellent to each other.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And right now we are taking some of your email questions. We have Jane, who wrote in from Detroit. She says, my family makes me crazy. I look at them and I see anger and grief and complete refusal to look at the positive side of almost anything. What can I do to help them see? Again, this is going to be one of those evenings, I guess, with a whole bunch of answers that you're not going to like so much. You cannot make somebody else see. The more you accept that, the more you live in that, the more you find peace with that, the better off you're going to be. But what you can do is live lovingly. Live looking for those things that are positive. Celebrate that which you have gratitude for. And the world will respond, sometimes in minor ways, sometimes almost imperceptibly, but the world will respond. And it's your choice to carry their burden, knowing that ultimately it's their lives, not yours, or to celebrate what you have for yourself. All right, we're going to do one more question, and then we're going to take a short break and jump in with your stories. All right, we have Sharon from Daytona Beach, and she says, peace eludes me. No matter how many books I read or MP3s I listen to, no matter who or what I study, I just can't live in peace. And that just makes me feel even less peaceful and less of a person. Can you please give me any support? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me tell you this. I have a feeling that you're a lot more peaceful than you give yourself credit for. Peace isn't this ideal. It's what I was saying earlier. Peace is a process. And it's any kind of journey is not a straight line. You're going to go a couple steps forward, some to the right, some to the left, a couple backwards. But somehow, some way, we find our way. And it makes it much, much easier to find your way if you're not beating yourself up for not being somewhere where you ain't. And you just enjoy what you have and who you are as you are. And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and your calls. Again, this is one of those evenings that you, the listeners, are going to really be my guests. If you want to call in, the number is 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-5936. And share your stories of love. Share your stories of family. And we are hugely grateful. We'll be back with more Inner Journey right after this.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Ruckus Whelan here with KX93.5 live at Big Fish Restaurant right here at 540 South Coast High.
Back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and that song was for a listener up in Ventura County named Marsha. Marsha, not exactly my taste in music, but I hope it made you happy. Tonight's show is a little different, a lot different than I normally do. You, the listeners, are the guests this evening. Call in, email in, text in, talk to me about your stories of love, your stories of family, any which way that works best for you. Because the bottom line is, this is a Marianne Williamson quote that I really, really love. Everything in this world is either love or a call for love. And right now, there's a whole bunch of screaming out for love. And the best way I can see to do it is, instead of talking at you, that let you tell your own stories. Because the way we empathize with each other, the way we touch each other, the way we have compassion for each other is through our stories, is how we learn, it's how we grow, it's how we share, it's how we begin and dive into the process of intimacy. If you'd like to call in, the number is 949-715-5936. And Jacques, we just lost your phone call. If you could call back, we'd appreciate it. But in the meantime, we are going to go to another one of your email questions. We have James from Laguna Beach, and he says, I love my wife, but she drives me crazy with the ways she won't care for herself, and I don't know what to do. I make suggestions about ways she can eat more healthily or exercise, but she still doesn't. And it keeps getting worse and worse. What can I do to make her healthier? It's sort of like what I said to the earlier email question, which is this. You can't make somebody else do something. But what you can do is love a person as they are, who they are, and that will do more to inspire them to be who they are. And then you get a decision to make a decision if that works for you or if that's not so groovy for you. And it's that simple. If you're going to really love somebody, you're not going to love somebody if and or when they do something. But just because you love somebody doesn't mean that it's appropriate to be with somebody. Doesn't mean that it's appropriate for you to share a life with them. You can love them, but it doesn't mean that you need to be next to them all the time. One more of your questions. Emily from Laguna Beach. I find myself attracted to men who aren't good for me, and every time I think about being with somebody else, there's no spark to it. What can I do? Be alone for a while. That's what I'm going to tell you. Truly, truly just be alone for a little bit and let yourself fall in love with yourself. Because as you shift the way you see yourself in the mirror, as you shift the way you hold your own reflection, it will also shift the way you love other people and who you're attracted to. I'm going to take one more short break. And then we're going to jump into some of your calls. The number again is 949-715-5936. And it's your night, your stories. We'll be back with more Inner Journey right after this.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame, you said.
leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had the, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other.
You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California.
You even worry, pretty darling, I know you're fine.
listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And tonight is a show all about love and family and your stories. And we have a caller. Where are you calling in from?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada. And your name is Lori. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Welcome to Inner Journey. Help us
out.
Thank you. Because I got to tell you, first and foremost, you are brave. I have had, since I started posting this earlier in the week about this show being about love and family, I have people private messaging me. I've had people emailing me with their stories. But for some reason, a lot of people are afraid to come on air. I applaud your courage. Thank you for doing
that. Thank you. I have a feeling that it's easier to talk about negative things, negative vibrations, that it's easier to speak on negative, whereas speaking on the positive, you open yourself up. You open up that deep down inside that one may not want other people to know. And if you're on air, then, you know, they don't really know you anyway.
But people feel a lot. I agree with you entirely. Being in a loving space is a much more intimate experience, which means it's also a more vulnerable space, and it takes a lot more courage to be there. But I say this over and over on the program, love takes courage. Happiness takes courage. And it's scary stuff. I get it. And nobody's obligated to call in. I just applaud those people that are willing to share, because it helps not only you, but it helps so many people listening when you get to share your story of love. And you're right.
Exactly.
Negativity tends to flow trippingly off the tongue much, much too easily.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now,
I agree.
Now that we've solved all the world's problems.
I know, right? Ask me a question.
Which would you like to start with? From which direction? Would you like to start with love or family or the combo platter?
I'm going to have sides. I'm not going to have the combo platter, and I'm going to talk about all three and four different ideals of love and family, because, you know, it's a heavy, deep topic. But I want to start off with family and why, for me, family is so important. As I was growing up, I was always told, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. So I have pondered that statement for a very long time. And it's as if you one, even if they're in your family, you feel as if you have to love your family members. You know, I have come to the conclusion that you don't have to love your family members, but you have to like them and or respect them as a human being. You know, so I have family members that I see every 5 or 6 or 7 years, and we fall into the same rhythm of friendship, respect, and love. And that's an amazing thing. I'm flying to a family occasion, a wedding in a few weeks, and I'm very, very much looking forward to my family / friends that I haven't seen in ages. Family, for me is huge. I have two sons, and when they were really young, I felt as if I had to solve all of their problems. I had to clear every pebble from their path, and I had to use my gift of foresight and clairvoyance to get them out of situations. That is not love. You know, that is trying to make their life easy, which I had a conversation earlier. That's not a good way to go. You may think you're doing the best thing by loving them and protecting them and coddling them and that sort of thing, but in the real world, when they get out there, they're just going to be so just, their mind is going to be blown. You know, what do I could just hear them saying, well, what am I going to do about this? What do I need to do about this? How, why did my mom carry me all this time? I have a very dear friend who lives in Colorado, Mike, and he told me ages ago to the best thing a parent can do for their child is to let them go. Let them be free, let them make mistakes, but have a net up under them. So that way they feel comfortable enough within themselves that they will go out and they will fly, but they will always know that they have a net. They'll fall, but they won't touch the ground, you know? So that family love goes hand in hand. That's me personally about my sons.
Now, I'm going to jump in before you go on, because I have,
okay.
First of all, I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Secondly, it's interesting. You said it's difficult sometimes with family, and you said that you have to like them and you have to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with half of that.
Okay.
I agree that in any relationship, any kind of relationship, respect is an absolute. It is a necessary foundation. Like, just because they're your family, you don't have to like them. It's okay
True.
To not like them. And it's
yes.
hard sometimes. A lot of times it's harder. It's harder on us to acknowledge that there's somebody that we are that close to, sometimes in proximity alone, that mm-hmm. we don't like. But it's okay to not like them.
The reason why I said that is in my studies, and if we as human beings are living and doing and having our life as a reflection and a likeness of the Most High, you see where I'm going with this? I absolutely should like Joe Blow. And the reason, and I may not like what they do or what they say, but I have to take a step back and say, what is it about them that's pushing my buttons? What is it about them that I don't like about them that is really a reflection of myself?
I understand that, and I agree with that. And by the way, you just set it up in a perfect way for me. I should like them. See, to me, mm-hmm. that's one of those words when people are full of should, they're mm-hmm. working from obligatory places. There are people mm. that are just not so likable, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean
yeah.
you're, it's okay. And not everything mm-hmm. that irks them, you about them is necessarily
it's about me.
Right, exactly. Even uh-huh. though you are the author of your own story, it's not
right.
necessarily always a reflection. I mean, you could go to the extreme and think of somebody that's incredibly deplorable, that has just done hideous things, and you go, yeah, I don't have to like them. But you know
right.
what? But if I could treat them with respect, that's talking more about how I want to be a human being in this world.
Ah.
Now,
yes.
I'm going to ask you to indulge us, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Tell me one story of love between you and either one or both of your sons, if you would. I love, I could see the wheels turning. And it's radio, and I can see the wheels turning.
I know. Can you feel them? You know what? My youngest wrote a poem for me. And if I may indulge you and your listeners, I'm going to read it.
Ooh,
okay?
Cool.
And it's called The Color of Love. I love you, Mom, the orangest. I love you, color of a fiery sunset that shines in the sky on an afternoon and a fresh carrot that pulled from a garden in spring break. I love you, the color of a parrot's feather that fell from a tree and a monarch butterfly that flew in your hands. The color of the fly fox that wanders in the forest. My 11-year-old son wrote that about me.
And
that right there is love, because not only does he see the mom in me, but he sees the spirit in me. You know, I raised them on a spiritual path. I don't say religious because I combine every religion and group in everything. I bought him a book of what do you call it? Oh God. Mythologies.
Okay.
Mythologies for all around the world. He loves it. He loves it. And he says, Mom, thank you for letting me read this. Again, how did that make me feel? I felt orange. No, but I felt so just amazingly awesome that he sat down and had to think what love was, how he felt love with me. That's my 11-year-old.
Wait, before you go on from there, will you do me a favor, please?
Yes.
Take a really deep breath.
Okay.
And hold it in, though, this time. And when you hold it in, I want you to think of how you felt when you read that poem the first time. And then I want you to share it when you exhale.
Astonished. Thankful. Thankful that he chose me to be his mother and guide.
Cool. And I know you were about to go on to share one, because we have about, only, unfortunately, about 3 minutes before we have to break for the top of the hour. But I know you wanted to get in one for equal opportunity for your other son.
Right. My eldest. He was away for Thanksgiving, his first semester at school. And he was saying, Mom, I won't be able to come home. I have this new job. I can't get off. You know, I'm sorry. I won't be able to do it. I said, well, let's look at the tickets and just see if you can come home from 2 days. And he's like, no, Ma, I can't. I can't do it. So Thanksgiving Eve, I walked in the garage into the little mudroom, took my shoes off, and my dog was, like, trying to talk to me. He was like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, that's really odd and strange, you know? I'm like, I know you're trying to speak, but I can't get it. And I walked in the house, and my eldest came from around the wall and said, surprise. And I bawled, and I cried, and how did I feel? I felt love, because he hid that from me, because he wanted to surprise me. He wanted my heart to feel full for this past Thanksgiving. And he did it, you know? And he's pretty amazing.
I am going to end where I began. I thank you for your courage, for sharing because
you are so welcome.
This is what's going to save our world is love and family. And the bottom line is we're all family and we're all related.
We are all family. We are all related. We are all one. Absolutely. I agree with you. And I could go on talking for a whole an additional hour, but I will let someone get in on your line.
Thank you very much for calling in, Lori.
And thank you for having this show.
And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and more of your calls right after the top of the hour.
My name is Greg Friedman. I am a modern version of those that have existed in every culture. I am a guide. For years, I have taken people all over the world to work with indigenous elders in exotic locations, only to show you that you are the magic, and we just help you realize it. It can be terrifying to look at our fears, and sometimes, even more so, to look at our strengths. I take you out into the wild, into the unknown, for an inner journey.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and this show this evening is all about you, the listening audience. It's all about love and family in this time that is so derisive, so divisive, so chaotic. I just want to add a little bit of love into your life. And in order to get us closer, I've asked you guys to do something that's really scary to a lot of people. And I have a great deal of empathy for how scary it is. It's calling in and being intimate, being vulnerable, being present in a public forum with these people that you don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't know you either. And you could tell us any old name you want. We don't care. What we care about is that if you could add a little love in our lives, there's going to be somebody out there that needs it. There's going to be somebody out there that gets touched by it. And whether you know it or not, when you touch somebody else, you grow. You expand in your own love quotient. The number here is, if you want to call in, is 949-715-5936. And we have a caller who actually has been a guest a number of times on our program. Terrell Washington Anansi is joining us this evening. And I've told this story on air before. There was a shaman that I used to study with. And he would describe me this way. He'd say, you know, Greg, he's like an artist in search of an art. Well, Terrell is the art. Terrell is art. And he expresses it in so many different ways. We've had him on playing his music. We have it in our regular rotation. We have promoted his books. We have promoted his paintings, his sculptures. Just so many different ways that he expresses art. And Terrell, I don't want to jump ahead because I certainly don't want to put a story in your mouth. But to me, when I look at your work, and by the way, welcome.
Thank you.
When I look at your work, I see it as an expression, a process of learning how to love. What do you think about that?
I have to totally agree. My handle, I write for goodmenproject.com, and my handle is Man of Love. And that was done on purpose for me to stay in that state of being. Mm-hmm. You know, because everything to me is a celebration of life. It's all sacred.
All right. Now, I figure that before we dive into the story, let me give you a shameless promotion plug. Is there anything, any events, any projects that you have coming up that you want to share with our listeners and tell them a little bit about the work you do?
Well, I'm working on this one-man traveling show, which I got to do just recently, a couple of weeks ago, up in Northern California. And it's a traveling show that really is put together to actually elicit sacred and intimate conversation.
Yes.
Because, well, I create art on site within the area and pull in my interactions or intimate conversations I have with different residents of the area and then go and create art after having those conversations and then create conversations after the showing and during the showing. And then I did Q&As with people afterwards. And it was just a continuous conversation of how life is being affected by them, through them, and for them. It's a very interesting experience for me as an artist.
I love it because most of the indigenous elders that I've ever studied with talk about how you get nourished differently from the different places that you are. Not that it's better or worse, but if what I heard you say was that you went out and experienced the region and then you created art that reflected that, which that's just so freaking cool. It really is a beautiful thing. All right. So if you will indulge us, will you share a story of love and or family with us?
Yes, I just recently, I come from a family of church builders and healers. And sometimes when you come from that atmosphere, the people in your family don't always fall into place, you know, and really following the family code, so to speak. And I have a family member who is kind of divisive and came over to my house and hung out, and we were supposed to be doing some things together, and old stories popped up of how we do things that are very hurtful to each other. That family members sometimes have these patterns. And the patterns popped up again. And this time I decided I did not want to relive that again. And I stopped the conversation. And I said, I'm not in agreement with that. It hurts my heart and my soul when you say these things to me. Would you please not repeat that to me or share that with me? Because it makes me not want to be around you. And I did not expect that to come out of my mouth, but I got to a point that I didn't want to be undermined by this family member. And I know they're coming from a place of being wounded and traumatized, but I could not continue to act like it was okay for the behavior to occur again and again and again.
So I have a three-part question for you based on that.
All right, go ahead.
The least important is how did it affect them as far as, and then how did it affect your relationship with them? And most importantly, what did that do for you standing up and speaking your truth?
Well, after that, one of the we had a little confrontation and the family member said, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I said, it is a big deal. It's a big deal. If it wasn't a big deal, I wouldn't be bringing it up. Please don't shut me down. We had to go into quiet time. We weren't really speaking to each other for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then when my family member came out into my garden, I said, sister, I love you. And I want you to know that. And then it all broke. All that uncomfortableness and that anger and all that stuff just kind of faded away. It released me years and years of really stuffing my anger about the treatment that I was receiving. It freed me. And all of a sudden, I saw a different conversation that unfolded. It was a more clear communication. There wasn't as many barriers that were there beforehand. The walls that we had built, you know, of both of us coming from traumatic family childhood, it was still playing itself out, you know, in our modern everyday life. And I felt it being broken through. And we really started a new relationship because the conversation was different. The energy was different. We were laughing and talking. And there wasn't that competitive, I'm going to be better than you kind of attitude that I felt that was happening. Because of us living in a space of survival as children, because there was a lot of family abuse from my father. Mm-hmm. And it created this atmosphere of survival And it sometimes meant stepping on each other's toes without even realizing it. It's just a habit of living. And I think that me speaking just broke that cycle.
It's fascinating because what I actually heard was a two-part on your part, which mm-hmm. is that first it was you speaking your authentic truth. But equally important was then you following that up with an expression of love, with outwardly just saying, I love you. And mm-hmm. then that made it safe to go forward, because a lot of people can interpret you speaking your truth as a criticism, as a way of saying that you're not loved, where in fact you were saying, I see you. I mm-hmm. want you. This is where I'm standing, and I love you.
Exactly.
That's huge. And that's courageous, too. That was absolutely gorgeous. Anything else you'd care to share before you split for the evening?
I have a quote that I use from Alice Walker. It's from one of her books, and I can't remember exactly which one. But the quote is, anything you love can be saved.
Oh, love it. Terrell Washington Anansi, he's a local artist. If you want to check him out, by the way, how would they go about checking you out?
Check me out on Facebook, probably the best place to kind of find out. I've always got my writing, my art, and just check out my personality.
Oh, yeah, y'all got to check out his personality. And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and your stories of love and family. If you'd like to share, the number is 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. And we'll be back with more right after this. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Tonight is one of those special nights. This show is driven, supported, and has life because of you, the listeners. This show is all about love and family. I've been asking y'all to just call in this time of turmoil, in this time of chaos, in this time that is so divisive and derogatory, to maybe just take a second and focus on love and family. And we have Laura calling in from San Diego to talk about that very thing. Laura, welcome to Inner Journey.
Well, thank you, Greg. This is such a great show, and thank you for this. And I have to laugh because I actually had to leave my house to make this phone call.
You had to get away from your family in order to talk about your family, is what you're saying?
I did, because I stopped counting at 9 teenagers that descended upon my home. Okay. And so they're all fed, and then I come here, and then, you know, I'm thinking I'm in a quiet spot, and then some poor guy pulls up, and clearly the treble is gone in his radio, so it's pure bass, but he just left, so we're good.
Okay. That's already. And wait, before you get there, I want you guys to know, who are listening, that already is a story of love and family, because you could hear between the lines, you could hear that there's this, it's almost like a humble brag. I have 9 teenagers that descended upon me in my house. It's a gorgeous thing. Your house is filled with so much noise and laughter and love, and that's gorgeous. Sometimes it's infuriating, but it's still beautiful.
It can be exhausting sometimes, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
I love it.
And I want to thank you for today's show, because I think a lot of times we get trapped in negativity and fear and hatred. But when we start to remember the goodness and those little things, we get to take our power back.
That's a great point.
We get to have control over our lives again. When we're dealing with fear and anger, we're out of control. But when we come from a place of love, we have our power back. And I think that's huge, and it doesn't take a lot, but sometimes it's just a little paradigm shift. Because, you know, there are no perfect families, right? In fact, I would have to say families are our greatest learning opportunity.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And, you know, for me personally, I did not have the easiest childhood. But what I learned was what not to do when I was a parent. So when I became a parent, I learned what not to do. And I am very grateful for my difficult childhood, because I wouldn't be who I am today. Because of my difficult childhood, I have 3 amazing daughters, a very patient husband, and, oh, trust me, he's very patient. And, their relationships, they're all teenagers now, and they all choose to come over to our house to hang out. I know what they're doing, you know, and they trust us to be able to hang out there and, you know, chill out or whatever it is. So I'm very grateful for those things. And when we, and I don't want to sound too preachy, but when we can kind of learn to look at our situation from a higher perspective, we can look and see those little elements that we can tweak and change along the way to have a better and happier life. And my adult life isn't always perfect, but I try. And so I'm very grateful for my family that I have and my kids' friends. And we're the kind of house where, you know, the girls, we have daughters and their friends come over, and their friends will bring their boyfriends over so they can meet my husband and I. And my husband and I are like, why? But okay, we're there. So
it's a huge honor. I know you know that. That says volumes.
It really is, but we have all earned it. They've earned it, and my husband and I have earned it. So right now we've got a bunch of girls over with some newish boyfriends who want to meet us, and they want our approval.
Okay.
So, you know, and you know, these are just teenagers. It's not like they're engaged or anything, but.
No, but love means so much to them at this stage. And they want your approval because they're looking for some kind of validation that this is safe and this is worth exploring and this is appropriate.
And this is a world that's not safe all the time anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it.
Absolutely. But I want to circle around to something you said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to tell a story of love with your husband based on patience. Because I love when you said, oh, trust me, he's patient.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I can tell many stories. One day my husband and I had been taking care of his parents 24/7 and they're elderly. So this is a time in my life where I have three children under the age of 5 and 2 over the age of 75. And we're both just exhausted. I mean, we got diapers going on both sides of the fence here. It was not pretty. and we needed new windows in our house, and I love to do stuff myself. And so we measured the windows, ordered the windows. The windows come in, and we're exhausted, but we're going to put these windows in. And we take out the window. I said, let's do the back of the house. That way, if we mess it up or something, we can hire a contractor and figure it out. And so we take the window out, and then we go to find the window that fits that slot. But there is no window that fits that slot because one of us, who shall not be named, well, actually it was me, wrote the wrong measurement down.
All right.
And I'm like, oh my God. So the window is now like, I don't know, 3 inches too long.
Okay.
So my husband gets a piece of plywood. We board it up and he's like, call a contractor. And I thought, I'm not calling a contractor. I'm calling my girlfriend. So I call my girlfriend, and she's got 2 kids under the age of 5. So between the two of us, we've got 5 kids, and I figured out I could buy a diamond blade saw for my drill, and I could cut the stucco out. We could reframe it and pop the window in. And you know what? We did it.
All right.
And my husband, the whole time, is just, what's going on? He's got work and meetings and stuff like this, but he trusted me enough to do it, and it got done. And I think that's the epitome of a good relationship, is you got to have the trust to do it. Trust one another. It's not going to always be perfect. I could have screwed up that window. I could have screwed up the house. I don't know. I could have made the whole thing fall down. But at the end of the day, if you don't try, you're never going to know if you did it or if you can succeed.
And you're talking about love, you're talking about family, you're talking about life.
Everything. If you don't try, how are you going to know?
And I'm going to tell you something else that I heard in what you were saying that I really appreciate. You're talking about beauty and that sometimes the most loving, beautiful things in this world are not so pretty. And yet they're the most beautiful, regardless. And that's stunning.
When you unwrap it and you start unfolding it and you see what you have, there's an element of gratitude and gratefulness that goes with that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, another husband story is, you know, my husband works in corporate America, and I am definitely not a traditional person, so to speak, and one day one of our children wakes up extremely psychic. And we had to navigate how that's going to work. What is that going to look like? You know, he's working with engineers, and we've got a kid who's seeing and talking to ghosts and everything else in between. You know, he's wanting to know, is she crazy? Does she have a brain tumor? You know, he's being very logical and linear with this because that's his world. Mm-hmm. And I'm understanding this on a different realm because that's my world. And we had to meet in the middle. This was probably the most trying part of our relationship. was trying to figure out what to do with this kid, because we had to get it right for her sake, for her safety, for her well-being, and for her development and her sole purpose. And it was a long few years, and we did not always see eye to eye. It was difficult, but we've come out on the other end of things. It would have been easy to get a divorce and part ways, but it wouldn't have, we wouldn't have solved the problem, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, with most humans, and we don't really know this, we don't realize this, if we don't address the issue that's put in front of us, we will tend to recreate it in the next dynamic, in the next relationship.
Oh, absolutely. I see this with clients all the time where they are ending a relationship and they get back into the same relationship. It just has a different face.
Yeah, and it's really important. And that's part of why sometimes we get divorced a little bit too quickly. And other times we get divorced a little bit too slowly. There's not a right answer.
Right. Sometimes the karma for a relationship is just over.
Exactly.
And that's okay. This was not the case for us at that time, and we both knew that. But it's never always easy. Families aren't easy. Sometimes it's easier to quit than to keep trying and to try to do this something in a different manner or with a different point of view. Because when we do that, we sort of change our karmic path. Maybe it's 1 degree, but that 1 degree will echo out.
Oh, yeah. And if, you know, in space, 1 degree could put your trajectory millions, literally millions of miles away from where you were aiming. Laura.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I love your stories. I love your courage. I love that you were vulnerable and intimate with us. Thank you for that. Now, here's the really big question. Are you brave enough to go back into that house full of teenagers?
I am. You know why?
Tell me.
There will be dessert waiting for me.
It's all dessert, baby. Thank you very much for calling into Inner Journey.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great show. This was fantastic listening to you.
Thank you.
And all right. Thank you.
We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of your calls. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and this show is all about love and family. And if you'd like to call in and share, this is going to pretty much be your last opportunity to do so. The number is 949-715-5936. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM. Community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California.
Can make a little
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. We are having really just a phenomenal night. What we are doing in this time of turmoil, in this time of chaos, in this time of we're just sharing stories of love. If one person can talk about love and that makes it our focus, then perhaps it becomes contagious. And that's my hope. And right now, we have somebody that sometimes co-hosts with me, and sometimes I even have the privilege of teaching workshops with her. And we are going to actually be teaching workshops on the East Coast and in India and doing a bunch of other projects. Susan Huff, welcome to Inner Journey from the Other End. Calling in this time for a change.
I know. This is different. I like it.
All right. I know you are a big old loving soul, and I don't know if you heard Laura, who was on before from San Diego, but she just reminded me of you. She had a house full of teenagers. She actually had to drive down the street in order to call, which just cracked me up.
I love it. She sounds like my kind of girl.
Yes, you do. All right. What's your story? What do you want to share with us this evening?
You know, I was thinking about when Samantha told me, who was my teacher and is no longer around, she passed last year, told me that in her village, that she didn't know which one of the women in the village was her mom. When she was asked, who's my mother? She said, all of them are my mothers. What are you talking about? She had no clue that there was one specific mom that was her. And I loved that. And it made me really realize that I had already at the time been doing that to some degree, because I had my my best friend who would come in every month to teach in Virginia, take care of my kids, and my kids really loved her. And I thought, that's what I'm doing. I'm creating another mom for my children. And then Sabonfu came in my life, and she was another mother. And you always wonder how it's going to pan out, like when you let, you know, there's a scary piece when stepmoms come into your children's life. You think, oh, my God, like, are they going to love the stepmom more than me? And what I realized is, oh, no, like, the more people that love your children and the more people that have your children back, the more grounded and connected your children are going to be. And so when Sabonfu did pass, I called my son to say she had passed away. And he said, oh, my gosh, one of my moms passed away. And I thought, oh, my God, I created it in my life with my children that they knew I was not the only mother that they had. And so to me, that's really love, where you can expand and you can bring community in, and your community then becomes your family, and love just opens up in a bigger way.
And what those women did for you, you do for so many women in this community as well. I'm telling you guys, I have been over Susan's house when there are 10 teenage girls sitting there, and there is a pitch that will drive any man far, far away. And yet, at the same time, that house is filled with love, and you never want to leave. And it's gorgeous what you do.
These kids learn to just really get what it is to be bonded and not to be in competition, which is, I think, what's happened a lot in this crazy modern world, because we live so separate that we compete against each other instead of realizing that what I bring to the table is better with what you bring to the table.
That's beautiful. And Susan, I'm just going to give you an opportunity for a quick plug. What's your website?
LivingYourGifts.com is my own personal work. And then WisdomSpring.org and LBHS, WalkingForWater.com is my nonprofit.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for calling in. And you are sorely missed being in studio today.
I know, next week. And I just love being in there with you. And I just so appreciate all the work that you do and all the support I get from you. So thank you so much, Greg.
You are quite welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And we have other callers. And I know you're just calling in right now, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to you. The next call is Howard calling in from La Cañada, California. Howard, welcome to Inner Journey.
Well, it's a wonderful pleasure to be actually talking to you.
Thank you. Tell us your story.
Well, gosh, listening to the last phone call about love and family and all that, and you know, I could say that I'm a happily married man, even though I'm not happy with the marriage all the time.
And, okay.
And, you know, it's the amount of love. It is in a successful long-term relationship is just the best. And we have one daughter, and for Father's Day, she made me feel like I was the most important person in the world. And if that ain't love, I don't know what is.
Oh, baby, you got to tell the story.
I got woken up with an instruction to step outside. And I did. And there my daughter had a project where she had taken a pair of shoes, thank God not mine, and planted a succulent garden inside the shoes and put a sign between the two saying, the proud daughter of a farming father. So she knows that gardening is my hobby.
I just hear you bursting as you say it. That's just absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else you care to share with us?
No, you got a great topic going, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to share some of the joy and love. And like the song says, you know, the amount of love you give is equal to the amount of love you give. So I love giving it away, love getting it back.
I dig it. Howard, thank you very much for calling into Inner Journey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. I know there was two more phone calls that we had on hold. I do really apologize that we weren't able to get to you. Unfortunately, we're just running up against the clock. And it's that time of the evening where I have to say goodnight to you. And in order to do that, you know, I always thank you guys, the listeners. But tonight, that gratitude is overwhelming. The way that you have summoned up the courage to share and to be vulnerable and to be intimate is an affirmation of love, and that it's appropriate for us to look towards love instead of look at all the hate and divisiveness that's going on now. So I am incredibly grateful to you, the listeners. I say this every week. This show does not exist without you. But tonight, you've really made that tangible for me. So thank you for that. Also, I thank everybody that works their tushies off behind the scenes to make this show possible. And if you want to find us on social media, it's Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And if you want to check my website out, it's gregfriedman.com. We have a lot of things going on. As I said, we're going to be teaching in India. We're going to be putting in some wells in Nepal and India as well, and teaching on the East Coast. Incredibly grateful for all these opportunities. So for that and so much more, I'm just going to say thank you and good night. You've been listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
I am Subham Kusume, and you have been listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.